Today's shiur in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Beis Omid Aleph. We're in the middle of the fifth volume Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to finish off, or get very close to it, to concluding Simin Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, dealing with the halachos of Erev Tavshilin. We left off yesterday reading the Ramah, which can be found at the bottom of Kuf Nun Aleph Omid Beis, where the Ramah told us that in this situation where a person left an Erev below his kir malachos bedin, he didn't specify it, so the Ramah had a very machmir opinion and says it doesn't do any good, even though you said lemevat kol tzarchana heve shelo kimi shelo Erev klal. It's as if you didn't do an Erev at all. And we didn't do the Mishneh Berurah, Siv Katan Samach Dalet, and he tells us, v'im omen nusuch ba'adein, if he said the nusuch ba'adein, av shelo berech betrila, but he didn't make a bracha, that's not ma'akev, eno ma'akev, the bracha is eno ma'akev, so that's a good Erev tavshilin. But if he didn't say the ba'adein, according to the Ramah, so then, if he didn't specify, I want to bake, I want to cook, I want to insulate, then it is no good. The Ramah continues. We're in the very top line of Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. If somebody's fasting on Yontif, for whatever the reason that he's fasting, which is normally not recommended, but a person is allowed to, in that situation, then he would be allowed to cook for somebody else, since he has no need for the Erev Tavshilin for himself, because he's not eating, so therefore he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, and therefore he can't go and cook for somebody else. Because that would be the equivalent of somebody who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin and going and cooking for somebody else. Since he doesn't need this, so he can't go and cook for somebody else as well. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Katan Samachei, wrote to Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us here, and this is brought down from the name of the Mari Vital. So he says, wrote to Lomar, when the Ramah said this, just like a person who didn't make an Erev isn't allowed to go cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos, as we said earlier in the simon, even for other people, since he can't cook for himself, he can't cook for other people. The same thing applies to somebody who's fasting, that he can't cook for himself because he's fasting, so therefore he can't cook for somebody else. Since he can't cook for himself because he doesn't need it because he's fasting, therefore he's not allowed to go and cook for anybody else either. However, the Mishneh Berurah brings down because of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, when you're dealing here with Friday, Yontif, next to Shabbos, then in this situation, even though he made an Erev Tavshilin, he can't go cook on Friday because he's not allowed to eat on Friday because he's fasting. And therefore, he can't, even though he made an Erev Tavshilin, go cook on Friday, Yontif, for Shabbos. However, but the people in his house, since they're not fasting and they could eat, so the Erev Tavshilin works for them. Open uvashin lo mishalo. They can actually take his stuff and build, bake or cook for him. Because the ain kimcho nesa, this is different than when he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, that his kemach is osur. Here, his kemach is an osur. He personally can't eat, but his food is permissible. Ho v'hiniach Erev Tavshilin, since he left an Erev Tavshilin. So that's a big difference between the case where he's fasting but made an Erev Tavshilin and the situation where he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. Furthermore, the Mishneh says, "V'ayin be'achronim." You can see this in the Shaar HaTzion Tzadik Vav. He has a list of the achronim that hold like this, and a further discussion about it. Ayin Shom in Siv Katan Tzadik Vav in the Shaar HaTzion. He says, "Ayin in these achronim shemefakvukim al ikar dino de Ramah." They argue with this din of the Ramah that's very machmir, that says that you can't go and cook in this situation Friday Yontif for Shabbos when you are misanet yourself. Therefore, on a Friday Yontif, if he has nobody else that can cook for him, then these achronim are more meko than the Ramah and would allow him to cook for himself. Likewise, if you have a woman who's doing the cooking in your house for you, a servant or a hired cook, if she happens to be fasting, she's misana on Yontif. So also, even though she's fasting, the food is not a problem. He made an Erev Tavshilin, so she can go and cook for you. The issue, footnote number 76, explains why this is so. Kivin she mishu bedeslo, she's working for him. So she can't say, well, I'm not allowed to do this because I'm personally not going to eat. No, shua din, and the same thing would apply, he says, with your wife as well. Same thing would apply. Muteres levash alavuro, she's allowed to go cook for him, even though she may be fasting herself, because there's a shibud here, there's an expectation, there's an obligation that she will cook for him. Now we go to the Mechaber, Siv Chof Aleph, he writes, Im nizkar shelo erev, if a person realizes that he didn't make an erev tavshilin, when? Kodim suda shachris, before shachris. Now, it's yontif, it's let's say Friday yontif, and he hasn't eaten shachris yet. So in this situation, Yevashel har bebikdeir achas. He can go, according to the Mechaber, cook a lot in that one pot. One pot. And just fill it up all the way to the top. And anything left over, v'yosir l'Shabbos. He's allowed to do, in this way, prepare food for Shabbos, because he's preparing it really for lunch on Friday Yontif, and any extra left over will be eaten on Shabbos. That's allowed. Mishabur explains this, Hivkot and Samach Vav. Umayri, we're talking here, Shalom HaYosham B'chol Ha'ir Gadol, Shaziko Beiruvo L'chol An She'ir. Talking here that the rabbi, there was no rabbi in the town, or the rabbi in the town didn't have the nusach that he said, I'm being mezaka for all those that didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, they can rely upon my Erev Tevshilin. Or I would add on my own, talking about where he already relied upon that in the past, and therefore he's no longer allowed to rely upon it again. So in this situation, the Eitzah that the Mechaber brings down is to have him go and cook before Friday Yontif lunch, because he's allowed to cook for Friday Yontif lunch even without an Erev Tevshilin, and just fill up the pot. So instead of making 2 pounds of whatever he's making, make 5 pounds, and this way the extra will be left over for Shabbos. That's the Mechaber's opinion. The Ramah adds, Hagav, hu adin shiuchal elech mibo jom l'cheder. Likewise, he could go take a candle while it's still Friday and go to another room, which he is allowed to do on Yontif with the candle. He can go mibo jom while it's still Friday Yontif l'cheder b'ner doluk, to go into another room with his candle l'chapes ezadava, to go and find anything that he needs v'anichin dolik ad halayla. And once he's there, he can leave the candle there, and this way, even though he didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, he can put a candle in that room because he used it on Friday Yontif for some purpose, and now he can leave it there. And he brings us down the name of the tour. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if katan samach zayin v'yochal achakach l'taltelo ulenicha beizem mokum shirtzo. Once he's in that room, he can go bring it there and put it any place he wants, once he's in that room already. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'yei shomrim, there is another opinion. This is brought down. You can see this in the Bar Hagola from the Rebbeinu Yerucham. And he says, Da'afilu levashel kamo kederos muto. A more lenient opinion that he brings down than the first opinion that he brought down. The first opinion was the name of the Mordechai, and the Morim Beitza. And this from the Rebbeinu Yerucham is more lenient. And he says, V'yei shomrim, Da'afilu levashel kamo kederos, even to go and cook several dishes. Now, as we'll see, they have to be different dishes. He can't make 5 pots of cholent. So then, why doesn't he 5 pots of cholent? He's only going to eat one. But let's say he makes a cholent, he makes a stew, he makes something else. So then, if he's making different kederos for this Friday lunch meal, Friday Yontif lunch meal, and he didn't make an Erev Tevshilin, he can make 5 different dishes, that's no problem. And that's permissible. Mutter. Why? Kivin Shekod Mechili. Who? It's before the lunch meal, and he's allowed to cook for lunch on Yontif. And as long as V'hush Yocham, he called Echav Yechad, as long as he has a little bit from everyone, so then all the extra can be used for Shabbos. It's not a problem. It's a little bit of a haroma, but this type of haroma is allowed. The Mishnah explains in Sifkot and Samaches, V'chei Noagim Ha'olam, L'hokyel Kidei Yazu. And this is the way the world works. This is accepted as a kula by people if they didn't make an Erev Tevshilin. They forgot to. He says as well, we discussed this previously, Ayin L'El in Simen Tov Kuf Gimel, we had this discussion already, in Sif Aleph, in the Hagar, in the Ramah there, in the Shabur there, Shinez Bar Shom Din Zeb Aruch, where this was discussed in great detail, how to make this not into a problem, but to allow this to be a legal Harama that works, as opposed to a Harama that clearly doesn't work. Sif Katan Samach Test, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein wrote Salomar Shemavashal Minim Chalukim Bekama Kederos Letzorach Yontif Umar B'Buchol Askas B'Shul Shabbos. He's not saying over here that you're making 5 different dishes and you're putting in a ton in every one for Shabbos, because Dizeh Afilu Deir Rishon Hashari. That's actually perfectly permissible, even according to the Machmir Mordechai, the first opinion that we had, because after all, this is for your Shabbos lunch. So what is really this second more Mekel Shita, the Rebbeinu Yerucham, the Yesh Omrim? Ella the Baal Hosef, what the Rebbeinu Yerucham is adding on, Sha'af in Eino Mivashlom Ella Bishul Shabbos. He's really cooking them for Shabbos. And in order for this to be allowed, he didn't make an Erev Tevshilin. How is he allowed to cook on Friday Yontif for Shabbos? He's not allowed to. So, according to Rebbeinu Yerucham, even though you're really doing it for Shabbos, but as long as you taste a little bit from each one on Friday Yontif lunch, Gam Kein Shari, it's acceptable. So slight difference between the Mordechai, who says it really has to be for Yontif, and you're just cooking extra that you leave over for Shabbos, versus the Rebbeinu Yerucham, the Yesh Omrim, that says, even if you're really cooking it for Shabbos, but as long as you taste some on Yontif for lunch, it's okay. As the Mechaber says, Mutu Sivkotin Ayin in the Mishnah Berurah, Hainu Shebuchol Echod Yeh Min Choluk, in every one, you should have a different species. Bifneatzmo, you can't have the same cooking in each one. They have to have each a different set of things that you're cooking. The lav hachi min karoma, because if it's the same cholent, or it's all the same roast beef. So then it's clear that this is a haroma, that it's a trick. He's eating a little bit of roast beef from this one, a little bit of roast beef from that one, a little roast beef from that one. They're all the same. If he really wanted roast beef, he just has to have one. So there can't be five of the same thing. But as long as there are five different ones, this one's chicken, this one's roast beef, this one's cholent, this one is a parva dish. So then it's perfectly acceptable. Sivkot 99, the Mishnah says, but he has to eat from each one. Because of the Taz adds to this and he says, "Dahainu lichatrila." That's lichatrila. He should eat from each one. But the Taz is mekel. Avolim ira shelo achol klal mimin echad. For whatever the reason, one of them he didn't eat. He was so full. He said, "No, I can't have it." And it was on Shabbos. He's still allowed to have it on Shabbos, even though he didn't eat any of it for the Friday lunch. Why? Kivin shal kopanim b'shas habishul. Because at the time that he cooked it, he intended liskabi lochlo hayom. He was going to eat it for Friday lunch, but he just was full and he couldn't. So since he did it beheter, the Taz says it works even if he doesn't eat it at all. However, the Beis Meir disagrees. With this cool of the Taz. The Beis Meir says since he's really doing it for tomorrow, it's clear. And he's not having any of it on Yontif. It's clear that he's doing it for Shabbos. And we gave a heter here, according to the Rebbe Yerucham, that the Yesh Omen, that you're allowed to go as long as you eat a little bit on Yontif. So the Beis Meir says, you have to eat a little bit on Yontif. It's not recognizable that this is aroma. But if he doesn't eat it, so if he doesn't eat it at all, so then in retrospect, it's turned then to be an aroma. Then it's clear that it's all really done for Shabbos, and that's not allowed. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, we should be machmir like the Beis Meir to make sure that the person tastes it. Because many really hold, like the Mordechai, the first opinion that the Chabad brought down, that you're really not allowed to do this for Shabbos, except you're allowed to add on to something that you're really cooking for Yontif. You're planning on having this as your Yontif lunch meal. So, okay, you can put an extra roast beef in there so you'll also have for Shabbos. But you're really having roast beef for Yontif for lunch. And therefore, this is not a haroma, but only if you're really eating from it. So therefore, you should be machmir like this opinion and eat from it for sure. Since we're allowing you to do this to be marba for Shabbos, but you must have it for lunch on Friday, Yontif. However, the Veld, under difficult circumstances, under extenuating circumstances, does allow the second, more lenient opinion of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Yesh Omrim, but certainly you should go like the Beis Meir to at least taste it. If you go like the Taz, and you go like the Yesh Omrim, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's like a double kula, and that we don't do. Silchov Beis, the Mechaber writes, Im nizkar b'yontif rishon, if on Thursday Yontif, he realized he did not make an Erev Tashila, Shelo Erev, and he says, uh-oh, I'm stuck now. So he's not stuck. The Mechaber says, Im hu b'yontif shel Rosh Hashanah, if this is Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, then you are stuck, because Thursday, Friday, Yontif of Rosh Hashanah is one long day. Ein yochel arivel tonight. You can't make it tonight and say, if today is Yontif, then tomorrow is not. If tomorrow is Yontif, then today's Chol, because of the Kedusha Arichta idea that we said many times in Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishbur explains in Sivkot 9 Beis, Slavisha Shnei Yomim Shal Rosh Hashanah Heim Kiyom Echad Aruch. It's like a 48-hour single Kedusha, single day. V'lo Mishum Sveikud Kishari Shmei Yomim Tov Mishul Golius. And it's not like the regular Sofek Diyoma, Sveikud Diyoma of a regular Yontav Shnei Shul Golius. So therefore, by Rosh Hashanah, this doesn't work. However, by Yontav Shnei Shul Golius for Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos, it does work. The following idea. Avol Humbi Yom Tov Shul Golius for Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos, Yochol Ari B'tai. You can make the following tonight. So on Thursday, when you realize it's already Yontav and you forgot to make an Erev Tashil and you do the following. You say, in my Yom Kodesh, if today Thursday is really Yontif, so then Enot Zorich Larev, then I'm not making any Erev right now, because tomorrow is Chol, and then I just cook tomorrow regularly, because tomorrow is really Chol if today is Yontif. In my Yom Chol, and if today is really Thursday Chol, and tomorrow is Yontif, so then the Erev that I'm making right now is my Erev Tavshilin. The Erev Zeh, Yeshari Lon Lafuye, Levashula Vichule, so now I'm making an Erev Tavshilin. We'll see in a moment whether you make a bracha or not on it. But in any event, he says, this is a real Erev Tavshil in here because tomorrow is Yontif and today is Chol. And therefore, he says the Hadain, he says the whole Nusach, and then Ulamachar on Friday, he doesn't have to do anything. In Tzorech Lomar Klom, because Mimam Shach, if Friday is Yontif, so he already made an Erev Tavshil on Thursday. And if Friday is really Chol, so then he's allowed to cook on Friday because it's Chol. That's what the Mechaber says. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Ayin Gimel, the whole Lamocha Yom Chol Umemela Yemuta Levashel. Again, if Thursday is really Yontif, then Friday is really Chol. Albeit we the Rabbanan say Sveika the Yoma because the Yontif Sheli Shagolius. Sivkot Ayin Dalet Beivzei Yeshara. So he says on Thursday that this then is Chol and I'm making an Erev Tashila, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down Umevarech Bitchila. He's allowed to make a Bracha Lechatchila. Dishu footnote number 80 says, even though normally we would say Sofik Darabon Lukula, and you shouldn't make a bracha, you don't make a bracha ala Sofik, so he explains that this is different here. The whole takana of Erev Tavshilin is based upon the Sveik of the Yoma, and therefore you're allowed to make a bracha. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down Bichadusha Rabbi Kiva Eger Hevi B'Shem Sefer Lechem Sisarim De Elavarech. He brings down that you don't make a bracha, and there's also Lachin Kasa B'Shitu Kubetzes. You don't make a bracha. So again, there's a machlokas: do you or do you not make a bracha? Mechaber continues and he writes V'Yeshomim Di Lesle Midei Devashu B'Yesbol. The Mechaber writes, if he has no food that was already cooked on Wednesday, lo mahani to know, then this doesn't work. So it's only working if he had some food that was prepared already, Erev Yontif, the real Erev Yontif on Wednesday, so then this tonight works on Thursday Yontif in the Yom Tisheni Shul Golios. The Mishnah Berurah explains, the Sivkot Nayin Hei, the Naktin Kisra Rishona. However, we pass on like the first opinion that says that tonight works even if he didn't have anything cooked on Erev Yontif. Now we go to Sif Chav Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Im Avar B'Mezid, if a person, the Dafka, did not make a Erev Tavshilin, and the Ramah adds, O B'Shogeg, or alternatively, even if he did a B'Shogeg, then he didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, Ubi Shal Kama Kederos, and he then cooked anyway. Shalol L'Tzorach Yontif, not for the Tzorach Yontif, for the Tzorach of Shabbos, we don't make a Knas, Mutul L'Ochlon B'Shabbos O'B'Chol. We do allow him to go and eat it on Shabbos, or even on a weekday afterwards, we don't make a Knas over here. The Mishnah Berurah explains Sivkot Nayin Vav, Ashminan, but the Mechaber and the Ramah are telling us the Lo Tema Dafka Mezid. It's not only B'Mezid, but the Ramah asks even B'Shogeg. It's not only B'Mezid, Shol Yimud B'Men Lassus Kane, so people shouldn't learn from it. That Kol Yod Mishu Rasha, because everybody knows he's a Rasha if he's cooking B'Mezid, so of course we don't make a Knas over here because it's not no Takola potential because everybody can say it's a Rasha, we're not going to learn from him. But even B'Shogeg, Avo B'Shogeg, Im Natiru, because if we allow a person B'Shogeg to get away with it, so to say, maybe people say, Yavo Achem, Lahokal Arir, other people say, well, you're really allowed to eat it, he didn't do anything wrong, so therefore I'll do it as well on purpose. So we don't make such a concern according to the Ramah, and even B'Mezit or B'Shogeg, the Ramah says, you're allowed to go and eat it on Shabbos or even on Chol. The Bir Halacha, Chavetz Chaim, adds, in Dibra Maslow Mutal Ochlan, Miri says, Royal Consul, if he rose any basin, Amashit Asa. He brings up a Shidduch Mabet, says that basin can punish him in some other way if they think it's appropriate. And in the next Dibra Maslow, in the Bir Halacha, Bishabbos of Achol, he brings up the Lecha Mishnah, Hilchus Yontif, Mashit Kosov, in the name of the Rabbach. And if you look in Dirshu foot number 88, he brings down that the Rabbach writes, Shalabagami Vavashal Biyomtov Lechol, Consul Chachamishalinas Meadover. If he cooked from Yontif for a weekday, then we did give a knas. And it's only when he cooked on from Yontif for Shabbos without an Erev Tavshilin that we didn't make a knas because of COVID Shabbos. Shein lo malechol, he will never have anything to eat. Finally, we conclude this beautiful siman, Tav Kuv Chav Zayin with Siv Chav Dalet. And the Mechaber writes, Im Heri Mavashil Shtei Kideros L'Tzorech Hayom, if he did a trick over here and he made two Kideros to, quote, eat on Friday, V'Hos Rachas L'Tzorech Mocha, and one is really for Shabbos, so Osul Yochol, then you can't eat it. In that situation, we don't allow you to eat it. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, he really only need one kedera. And the second one is a pure trick. Omer, he says, Shemo is damnu lo orch. Whoa, I may have visitors coming. Oh, shabishal tzorchayom. Or he says, I'm cooking for today. And then he cooks another one for today when he only needs one for today. And now he says, oh, the first one I'll save for tomorrow. So then we give him a knas. But if he were to eat a little bit from each of them, so then he eats a kezayis from them that we said already in Siv Chafalav is good. Bevor el Siv Chafalav. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Ayin Ches says that again, this haram over here, chayshin hashiyam du achayim lasus kain. If he does it in this way, we're concerned that other people will learn from him. V'gamu osa kain pamacharis, and he himself will do it next time because there's no knas. Mashen kain b'meizid. But if he did it b'meizid, then we're not concerned that it'll be a rasha. So if he did a haram over here, we're concerned he'll do it next time or other people will learn from him. He did it b'meizid, didn't care about anything. I'm just cooking for Shabbos straight out. So then we're not afraid anybody else is going to learn. And somewhat paradoxically, we don't make a knas in that situation. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Sif Katan Ayin Tes, we make a knas here, also Leochla, Hainu Lo, Ulevne Bezo, he can't eat it, nor anybody in his household, the Konsu Rabban, the rabbi's made a knas for him or his family. However, Avo Liacherim, for other people, Mutur, Lemotzu Yontif Miyad, they could have it, he brings down from the Levush, they could eat it right after Yontif, immediately, you don't even have to wait Kadesh Yasu. He brings down finally further, Kosev L'Chem Emoshe, the Chem Emoshe writes, the Af Lo, Eno Osir Rak Ad Motzi Shabbos. And even for him, it's not going to be Osir forever. He will also be able to eat it after Motzi Shabbos. So this Knas is only for Shabbos itself. With this, we conclude this beautiful Simen, Tov Kuv Chav Zayin, and today's Shir.